Amen. Amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Brothers and sisters, this quote from John's Gospel is a metaphor that speaks to the kenosis of Christ. Now, kenosis is a Greek word which means self-emptying. Kenosis is usually associated with Philippians chapter 2, verse 7, where Jesus emptied himself, coming in human likeness. Jesus, the Son of God, the second person of the Holy Trinity, emptied himself of his divine power through the incarnation. When Jesus came in human form, he subjected himself to the powers and forces of this earth. He agreed to have his divine power limited and to be bound by his humanity. This is why Philippians goes on to say that in his humanity, Jesus took the form of a slave and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Notice there that there's another aspect to the kenosis of Christ, that's obedience. Through his kenosis, Jesus became wholly obedient to the Father. It was his obedience to the Father's will that strengthened him and gave him the fortitude to be crucified, to be lifted up from the earth, as John said in the Gospel. What end does this self-emptying obedience serve? It's through his obedience that we see that Jesus fulfilled the purpose for which he came, the hour in which the Father would glorify his own name. And in the reading from the Hebrews, we see that Jesus, because of his obedience and suffering, became the source of salvation for all. So how is Jesus the source of salvation? Well, recall last week's gospel, that was also from John. God did not send his Son to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. In Hebrews, Jesus offered prayers and supplication to the one who could save him from death, God the Father. And his prayers and supplications were heard because of his reverence. And when Jesus was lifted up from the earth, he drew everyone to himself. Everyone, that is, who followed him, who obeyed him, who served him. The Father will honor those who serve me, Jesus tells us. So God the Father hears the prayers of Christ. Through his crucifixion, Jesus draws all of us unto himself, and God the Father will honor those who serve Christ. Christ is the one who is greatly exalted because of his obedience unto death. So what does any of this have to do with the grain of wheat? The grain of wheat that falls to the ground and dies is Jesus. Jesus is lifted up onto the cross. The cross is the wheat stalk. Jesus dies on the cross. He's taken down from the cross back onto the earth, just as the grain of wheat falls from the stalk. And after his death, Jesus is buried in the tomb, just as the grain of wheat is buried in the earth. Jesus, to the glory of God the Father, is raised to new life from the dead through the resurrection. And because he drew all of us unto himself on the cross, drawing us into his death, we too get to be drawn into his resurrection, into eternal life. From the grain of wheat, dead and buried in the ground, springs newness of life. Not only that, but the entire grain of wheat is used in producing the new wheat. The center of the grain is the germ or the kernel, what we think of as the seed. And the surrounding parts, the husk and the bran, serve as nutrients to allow the seed to grow into a new plant. The entire grain is required to produce much fruit, to produce new life. So too with Jesus Christ in his kenosis, his obedient self-emptying. He has completely used up his human nature in order to produce much fruit, the salvation of all of us. Jesus lifted up on the cross, suffering through his crucifixion and his death, and buried in the tomb, used up all of his human will, all of his physical body, all of his physical blood. And Jesus tells us, whoever serves me must follow me. Wherever I am, there also will my servant be. Brothers and sisters, Jesus is calling us to our own kenosis. Jesus is asking us to empty ourselves in obedience to him and to God the Father. What are we emptying ourselves of? The things of this world, our attachments to material possessions, our consumerism, our unhealthy desire for food and drink, our excessive self-interest. He also calls us to empty ourselves of those intangibles that obstruct us or limit us in our relationship with God, our pride, our anger, lust, greed, envy, and sloth. And once we have emptied ourselves of these things, we're receptive to being filled by God through his Holy Spirit. We're receptive to doing the will of God in our lives, to live as his beloved son and his beloved daughter while we are still here on earth. So how do we begin that personal kenosis? How do we begin to empty ourselves? How, in our own and small, ordinary way, can we become that single grain of wheat that willingly falls to the ground? My suggestion is that we ask God in prayer to guide us in our kenosis. You know, there's only 1 week left of Lent. Next Sunday is Palm Sunday, and that begins Holy Week. So during this week, let us pray daily a prayer written by St. Ignatius of Loyola. It's called the Suscipe. Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will, all I have and call my own. You have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me.